Hello, my luscious ones. As always, I'm popping in to share with you a bit of an update before the month gets into full swing. I'm hoping that it's going to be a very naughty November for all of us. It's holding promise, I'll tell you. So I'm definitely hopeful, but I'll keep my fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx anything. I wonder if any of you are participating in No Not November or Movember or all the things that this month has to offer. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do a No Not November audio. I haven't done one of those in a long while. Like, I don't think I did one last year. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But this month, again, I kind of like playing it by ear, seeing what naughtiness comes up. There's just a handful of audios that, at least in this moment, I really feel like I want to include for November. And one will either be a Thanksgiving or Black Friday themed audio. I know that many of you, at least, have those two occasions coming up at the end of the month. So something along those lines should be in your ears. In addition, I have been really feeling the reverse glory hole scene. I've always enjoyed that type of porn, but I've watched some last month and wanted to get an audio about that out, but it's been a little bit tricky trying to figure out the best perspective to tell that tale from so that you get all the juicy details but still feel included in the story. So I'm going to figure out how to do that one this month. And that's basically just instead of a hole that a man would stick his cock through for a glory hole, the reverse glory hole would be, well, I guess it's sort of similar. I'm hoping you guys have already seen porn or you can visualize what I'm talking about. I actually had to look it up to try and describe it better, but it's like a glory hole, but instead of men being kind of behind the wall with their cock sticking through the wall, women have like the lower halves of their body sticking through the wall, like kind of either standing or with their legs down or with their legs up in the air, and then men just come and instead of just sticking it through the hole in the wall, they get to use the bottom half of a woman. It sounds so crass when I say it this way, and maybe not that hot, but trust me, I will find a way to make it a very hot audio because it's in my mind as being very hot. So that I want to get to coming up this month. And after my live session in October, we were talking about toys and how, you know, I'm kind of sad that I have so many toys because it doesn't give me an opportunity to try out new, fun, and interesting ones that I don't already have. So during that live event, some of you were offering toy suggestions, and one of the suggestions that came up was the Lovence Tenera 2, which is apparently the Lovence version of the Womanizer, which is the clit-sucking toy that's pretty much up there for my all-time favorite toy. And the reason for that is it just gives me the best orgasms. I have other favorite toys, of course, but that Womanizer, it's pretty good. So the Tenera 2 is supposed to be like that, except it gives others the ability to Bluetooth control the toy while I use it. So I have ordered that. I believe it's actually in my community mailbox waiting to get picked up by me. So I'm hoping to figure out how to use that this month for you all. Maybe in a live event, maybe have some lucky listeners or participants in the live event getting an opportunity to wield control of that toy on me while I use it. I just have to figure out the logistics of that. So fingers crossed that I can achieved that live event. I'm really hoping, just because there's a lot for you guys at the end of November, or for some of you at the end of November, that I want to make sure everybody who wants to participate could participate. I won't be using it beforehand, but it's going to be hard to resist because I'm already just sitting here very excited about putting that to use. My pussy is very, very excited about that one. I also had a suggestion for an escape room themed audio or themed mini series that I just can't seem to get out of my mind. Like, it's really calling me. So maybe that might make an appearance this November as well. Plus, I did reach out on Reddit to get some help with my audio issues, the crackling, the loud fan from my laptop, and I got some really great suggestions, which seem to be helping already once I've implemented them. So that's a relief from a sound quality perspective, too. Lots of other naughty tales. I don't know what they'll be yet. I always have some interesting little personal tidbits. It's been kind of a playful month with me and my guy. Sometimes I'll offer him to shower with a friend. That's what I say to him when I want him to join me in the shower. And as most of you may know, or at least those of who have been here for a while, you know that our sex drives aren't the same at all, which is one of the main reasons why I love this outlet so much. I think I'd go crazy if I didn't have the ability to share my naughty stories and fantasies with all of you. So normally when I put the offer out there to shower with a friend, it isn't often that he takes me up on it. But this time he did, so we were in the shower, and the particular one we were using is a small shower, and I needed to get to the spray, so I was like, can you, like, move or switch places with me so that I can get under the water and get wet? And instead, he said, no, 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 and he just took the shower head down from whatever you call that thing where it is, in the hook or whatever, and he took it down and he just held it kind of on my body, and he said that I'll be your shower. And then I kind of looked at him and raised my eyebrow and said, okay then, but you're gonna have to be able to do everything that it can do. And then he kind of looked at me confused for a second, and then he went, wait, you use this for that? And I'm like, damn right I do. And then he just kind of shook his head and laughed. So he really had no idea that I even use the shower head to its full potential as I do. And I know we talked about that last month, and so I just thought it was funny and fitting. Needless to say, he didn't do everything that the shower head could do, but I digress. And I guess in the same sort of similar token, our dishwasher has been acting up on and off this month. Sometimes when you turn it on, it'll leak a bit. Sometimes it won't. And anyways, needless to say, he's been trying to figure out where it was leaking. And the other day, I was sitting at the table near where the dishwasher is, and he had it pulled out, and the dishwasher pulled out, not his cock pulled out. And he kind of walked over to it and he said, you know, you might have to pay extra seeing as this is my third visit out here to try and fix this dishwasher. And then I looked back at him and I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. So we might have to figure out another means for me to pay you. And then he looks at me and says, no, your prepayment last night was fine. And I just tilted my head back and shook it. And I said, you know, you really suck at this game. And he's like, what? Why? And I said, you're supposed to say something like, oh, yeah, you're going to really have to work hard to pay this off, or some sort of pipe or hose or cleanup pun. And then he's like, no, 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 I didn't mean it that way. I meant, like, last night was just a deposit. And I just shook my head like, it's okay, just let it go, it's fine. That being said, I don't know if the dishwasher is fixed, now that I think about it. I think he said he found the leak, but who knows? It's back in its spot, so hopefully it was. It is, and I haven't been requested to provide any payment, but damn, you know I'd be down for that. On a good note, I hate knocking him all the time. He does have his good qualities. On Halloween, my costume got a little mixed up. It's a long story. I thought I bought kitty cat ears, but it turns out they were devil horns, as I was told when I was wearing them. So I just kind of went with the flow, and I was having a really good time. I love Halloween, so I was in a fun, playful, sort of flirty, always horny mood, and he said to me, "Don't you worry, I'm gonna catch right back up to you," meaning his sex drive is gonna match mine one day, which I'm not holding my breath for, but I said, "Oh yeah, great, by the time you catch up, I'll be on the opposite end, so we'll just trade places with our luck." And he looked at me and he shook his head and he said, "Not a fucking chance." He said, "In all the years I've known you and all the years that we've been together, your flirtatiousness and sexiness and willingness has never wavered. So I have no doubt in my mind that you're ever going to slow down." And I just laughed and said, "He's probably right." But it was just a nice treat to hear him say that, because normally it's just like the opposite response that I normally receive. My naughtiness and horniness and dirty mouth are not negative, but definitely not as appreciated as you guys appreciate that side of me. So and I know most of you are shaking your head listening to this, thinking, "Oh my God, Lacey, what I wouldn't do to trade places with that man." I have heard it many times, but, you know, we all have our lot in life, and every person that we're with can't be the whole package. And there's various factors for why he's not as sexual as I am. So it kind of all works out, because I have this amazing outlet. I get to be naughty with you all and share my naughty stories, which I've always had. Even when our sex drives were more well matched, I've always sort of had this naughty storytelling aspect to my life, or at least in my mind. So there's positives, and I'll continue to work on him. I never give up trying to get me some cock and cum. Although, this is just a question that came up in my mind. I always have these questions for you men. And it was like the other day in the morning, I woke up and I thought that I felt the bed like shaking, like rocking a bit. And I was facing away from him and I thought in my mind, "Is he jacking off? Like, why is the bed shaking?" And that would be very, very unusual behavior. And then I rolled over and I was in bed alone. Like, there wasn't anyone in bed with me. And yeah, no, it was close to Halloween, but not, I wasn't freaked out. It could have been a dog brushed up against the bed. I don't know. I was sleeping, but I just kind of woke up and thought I felt the bed vibrating, which then got me to thinking, how do some of you jack off in bed right next to your wives or girlfriends or partners or whoever right beside you? Wouldn't the whole bed be shaking and bouncing? Wouldn't they wake up or know? Or, I mean, for those wives that wouldn't care if they knew that you were jerking off beside them, I guess it's not a big deal, but I'm sure the majority of you are not flaunting the fact that you're jacking off in bed beside your better half. And I know for a fact that some of you do listen to me in bed lying next to someone with your headphones on or what have you and stroke one out. So is it just that you're not doing it very wildly? Are you doing it slowly? I cannot imagine that not causing enough sort of turbulence to wake someone up unless they're a really deep sleeper. For me, I mean, I don't have to jerk anything. I just can rub my clit and cum, or slowly finger my pussy and cum. I don't have to jerk the whole bed whether someone's sleeping beside me or not. So just another curious question that came to mind along with all the other naughty things this month. But maybe some of you will let me know how you get away with it. Or maybe the intention is to get caught and then have her, whomever, join in. But I doubt that. Regardless, I will keep working on getting me some cock this month. Keep working on my naughty fantasies for you. Keep sharing them with you. Keep you coming back for more of me. I did say that I was going to change the Dropbox library links this month and maybe in a bit of a different way, but when I get to that, I'll leave a post for it and remind you guys and make sure that you've all checked your direct messages from me to make sure that you have the most up-to-date link for the Dropbox library. And lastly, before I let you all go, I just wanted to remind Patreon subscribers that November 1st, that Apple iOS app fee that they've added to subscriptions begins. So if you're resubscribing or becoming a new subscriber of any sort of Patreon creator using the Apple Patreon app, you would be subject to an additional fee that us as creators don't get to see a penny of. It's just an extra charge that Apple wants to collect for using their service. So I would recommend that you avoid that and use a web browser or a laptop or some other means to begin your subscription to Patreon creators going forward. I hope that helps. I know you guys help me every month just by being here. And I had a recent really fun night the other night where I got to be in my most favorite position with my, at least for sucking cock, with my head hanging off one side of the bed and just a cock in my mouth and balls on my face and licking balls and grabbing his ass. And yeah, I just love that. I love the taste of cock that way. I love how deep it gets. I love the smell and being smothered. So yeah, now I'm just getting horny. So very, very horny. I better stop. And thank you again for supporting me. You know, sometimes I think I'm just too naughty and too horny, and most women aren't the same as me, although I definitely think there are women very similar to me. But then I get to talk to some of you or see your comments and hear how encouraging you are and how much you enjoy this. And it helps me so much in so many ways that I can't even describe them all, but especially encouraging me with your support here as subscribers on Patreon or Subscribestar, that floors me even to this day, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you all, my luscious ones. Bye for now. Lacey.